Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Okay, this story is hard to believe.
I'm still laughing at Scarlett Johansson and you. I'm just picturing you giving her
your pews. I regret putting that in our WhatsApp group. Which is where we have conversations to decide what's appropriate to take to the airwaves.
Yeah.
And you've broken the circle of trust
by
reading out those messages from yesterday.
It's worth it.
Can I explain where this whole thing came from?
Oh, this is crook.
Yeah.
And I mean, the guy that's banging on about it, it fits him, right?
Yes. Yeah, so this is Steve-O, who you may remember from the Jackass crew.
Used to love those
back
movies.
Back in the day. Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, I loved them.
Bam Margera. Those guys. He's one of those guys. And he, I don't know what he even does with his life anymore, but he has a YouTube channel.
That's what he's doing.
And on his YouTube channel, he made a plea for people's pubes. And it's because... I'll just play you the video and then you'll understand.
For well over 2 years now, I've been shaving all of my pubes and body hair and collecting them in a sandwich bag because I want to make a Sasquatch suit out of pubes. And after 2 years, that's all I got. So I knew I needed help from a lot of dudes. And this past weekend, on a trip to Phoenix, I decided to get started. So we stopped at Starbucks and I asked for a massive trash bag. And then I asked the first dude I talked to, do you have any pubes?
You know what? No, I don't.
Okay.
So just let that soak in for a minute. Because the pic is
disgusting.
Disgusting. And it's up on our socials, by the way. Gaundy and Maz, if you want to see it. I mean, if you want to see it, that's up to you.
It's just really feral, isn't it?
Look how proud he is of the pic of him with the pubes in front of him.
This
and he just looks it's like his life achievement there.
So he, and I feel like this is legitimate, he's asking for fans, humans.
People will do it too. Where there's weirdos out there, man.
To donate pubes. To the pile that he has already collated over the last 2 years from his entire body. And then he is going to somehow get that made into a Sasquatch suit. Like, whatever for?
Don't know.
What do you reckon? Do you think that this is
for the YouTube channel, obviously. It'll all stick to him and he'll be like
get the suit made and then he'll like go into the woods and pretend to be Bigfoot or he'll like... jump out at people at Starbucks and stuff.
And I'll watch that video. You know it. I'll be watching that for sure.
So anyway, I thought, for me, the next natural question was, like, if somebody, if there was a celebrity that was asking for pubes, because for Steve-O, no dice. But I was like, oh, he's Oz. And then that's where my brain went. And we didn't need to go there.
You've met Steve-O in real life? Is he as weird
of
off, just flat out weird
like
all the time?
Than what you would ever imagine. Like, I feel like sometimes when I was watching, because when I worked at MTV, we did like a bit of a, like a mini doco with the Jackass guys. So I hung out with Knoxville and Bam Margera and Steve-O for like a good couple of weeks. And I feel like especially Steve-O is way more wacky in person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like
he's nuts.
What came across on the Jackass show was maybe like 50%. And then in real life, he's like, he is just a wild. And I sometimes I was like, maybe he is a genius. And he's so like hyper intelligent that any level of common sense can't fit into his brain because it's full of so much crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's made a lot of coin though, doing dumb stuff. Quickly, because I've said LeBron James, you've said Scarlett Johansson. It's only fair we go to the rest of the team. Any celebrities, guys, that you'd like to...
One celebrity.
Just the one celebrity,
if you
Ash.
You had to donate your pubes to producer Ash, who would it be?
Come on.
Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know why I find it funny. Because I just the name that comes out
it's
is just...
so funny.
So well thought
because
out.
Because you know...
You love friends. You love
when
friends.
When you ask yourself the question... which celebrity would I donate my pubes to? You know instantly who that person is that pops into your head.
Matt's thinking.
Come on, producer Matt.
Look, and you've really got to think about it, don't you?
Just
for
be
such
honest,
a dumb question.
Mate. Just
you
really
want
to think
about it. You want them to put it to good use.
Yeah,
if you, give
you want
it to them
to appreciate it.
Don't overthink it.
Well, I thought it's been a while since Bruce Willis has had hair, so I would donate to Bruce Willis.
my God, that's amazing. For him to have like a toupee?
Jeez, he wouldn't cover his whole head, would he? Or would he?
Well, it depends on how hairy Matt is.
I don't know. That's what I'm... I don't know.
Are you a hairy guy, Matt?
Yeah.
You don't seem like a hairy
not
guy.
Usually.
Yeah.
Not usually.
Depends how lax I've been.
What do you mean not usually? When
do
are you...
Do you get waxed?
No, how lax.
Oh!
Matt's getting the old back crack and all that wax. He's getting it all done. The Brazilian.
Back crack and sack.
Oh, that's
wax.
What it is, the sack whack.
Not that I'd know.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Can we move on?
Please.
Okay, good.
Let's do that.